Shalom. Take a comfortable upright position, standing if able. If standing, feel yourself rooted in your feet, perhaps even barefoot if that's available, so that you feel the grounding power of the earth supporting and energizing you. If seated, feel that same energy from above and below. Sense your head rising toward heaven. Your spine is erect, not stiff, but confident and upright, like Jacob's ladder linking earth and heaven, or like a tree rooted in the ground and reaching skyward. If standing, don't lock your knees. Feel yourself rooted like a tree, but able to sway slightly in the breeze like a supple tree. Let your hands fall gently by your sides. Now take a few conscious breaths into your body core. The Hebrew word for breath, neshima, is from the same root as the word for soul, neshama. Breath connects us to soul. My teacher, Reb Zalman, offered these affirmations or intentions to begin. They incorporate the themes of the first three blessings of the Amidah prayer. I affirm the power of positive affirmations. I affirm that the Shekhinah, divine presence, surrounds me and blesses me. I affirm the light beings of God's service who support and guide me. I affirm the blessings of Abraham and Sarah in my life. I affirm the sacrifice of Isaac and God's power over my life and death. I affirm God's holiness and my growth towards it. Keter. Now focus on the very top of your head. Feel that you're drawing down divine light and channel in and shelter in a channel of divine flow as you breathe down the sound. In Reb Zalman's words, I place myself under the protection of the Sphira of Keter, which will shield me from all harm and neutralize it. Feel this breath of energy flowing all over you and offering spiritual protection. At this point, I personally bring in my loved ones and ask that this divine light and shield encompass them too, in ever-widening circles outward to encompass everyone. I invite you to take a few moments now to do and experience this, to feel yourself in the flow of the highest and to share that with others. Now we flow into the next sphira, Chochmah. Ha! Breathe out and vocalize once that sudden ha! That eureka of recognition and creative inspiration. Feel that ha! On the upper right side of your head. Reb Zalman, I invoke the inflow of Chochmah to align my intellect with clarity and purpose, to inspiration and realization. Here I evoke my desire to be open to divine flashes of insight during the day to come. Bina. Now focus on the upper left side of your head and breathe and vocalize a longer sound. Hey. Reb Zalman, I invoke the care of Bina to lead me to God's heart. Here I envision holding those sparks of insight in my mind and heart and gestating them for deep understanding. So I've gone from ha to hey. Chesed. Now feel the breath flow into your right arm from the shoulder, flowing down, and breathe and vocalize heh. Reb Zalman, I invoke the abundance of chesed to bring me to atonement. Here I use the breath to gently extend my right arm and hand forward, practicing an attitude of generosity and a willingness to give lovingly to others today. Gvura. Breathing into the left side, we have a shva sound, a silent vowel, so ha. Rabbi David Zaslow taught me it should be a kind of staccato, ha, 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 as we breathe into the left shoulder and into that arm. Breaking up the sound breaks up the potential severity of this sphira of power. Reb Zalman, I invoke the power of Gvura to see me through trouble and lead me to redemption. Here I focus on my personal boundaries and discernment that will give me strength and containment throughout the day. Tiferet. Now let the breath flow into and out of your heart space with the vocalization, and feel yourself very centered as this heart sound permeates your body and soul, radiating through you in all directions. Sense the healing, centering power of God's light and love within you. Reb Zalman, I place myself in the compassionate heart of God's Tiferet and affirm the healing, balancing, integrative, centering light within me. Here I pause momentarily to feel the light of the heart and breath, the light of Tiferet infusing my whole body and soul and all my teachings and deeds for the day to come. Netzach. Now we move to the legs, focusing on your right leg and grounding it as able. Feel your balance on this leg if you are standing. Breathe with the sound of he. Reb Zalman, I support myself on the pillar of Netzach, channeling to me all manner of blessing and prosperity, and placed at the disposal of the redeeming Mashiach, unfolding to witness the Shekhinah's residing in Zion. Here I feel my ability to persist and succeed in my endeavors throughout the day and through every day, each step in the direction of a messianic age of redemption for the world. Hod. Get balanced now by focusing on your left leg and grounding it as able. If standing, feel your balance on this leg, completing the balance on both legs, and breathe with a sound of huh. So you have a he, who, he, who. Reb Zalman, I support myself on the pillar of Hod, making order in my life, gathering all the forces from dispersion, and settling them in the blessed Jerusalem, where I offer my thanks to God's glory. And here I feel the balance that comes from being in the present moment in all its sacred glory. Life is not all about marching forward to goals, but should be balanced with being fully here now, like a priest in the holy temple, grateful in the temple of our bodies, homes, and lives. Yesod. Now feel the flow of energy and breath into your pelvic area, maybe with a very slight pelvic tilt to uphold your posture and link the upper and lower body. Enunciate the sound of whoo. Reb Zalman, I base myself on the foundation of Yesod to act righteously and justly, to assist every righteous effort in the world, and to become peaceful, to work for peace. And here I sense my connection to my loved ones, to community, and to all those seekers and servers who base ourselves on a foundation of righteousness and tzedakah to work for good in the world. Malchut Shechina. And from here, feel the energy of your whole body gathering together, flowing into your feet with an unvocalized exhale. Feel grounded, integrated, and balanced in your body. Feel the divine blessings and energy brought down to earth. I feel my hands naturally extend down and outward a bit as I breathe this way. Reb Zalman, I affirm that Malchut, the Shekhinah, is the one offering these affirmations in me and is attracting the flow of blessings to suffuse my life. And here I pause to breathe and feel that I have created a channel, that I am a channel, a tzinor or kli, for the divine light and energy to flow through my body, soul, and actions into the world. At this point, I personally like to say Shema and Ve'ahavta. As you do this practice each morning, you will do it a little faster and feel the energy flowing through as you breathe through the body, interspersed with the vocalizations and affirmations, so it will be with a ho, ha, hey, he. Ho, he, ho, hu, ha. May your day be blessed, and together may we merit to bring goodness into our world. Shalom.